Welcome into Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. I'm Joe, Gracie alongside, ready to get you caught up to speed on everything happening in your world today. We are absolutely jam-packed. Local stories, national stories, very busy day for us, and hopefully not too busy for you, although the roads may indicate that that's not the case. A few major slowdowns going on out there, and Gracie will get you caught up here in about 3 minutes from right now. We will get started right off the get-go here with our top three stories, and we start in Washington, where House Republicans are holding the first hearing in their impeachment investigation of President Biden today.
President Biden has indeed spoken falsely about these foreign deals. President Biden may have benefited from millions of dollars as a part of that scheme.
That's a law professor at George Washington University testifying there that the House has met the threshold to launch an impeachment inquiry as for an impeachment proceeding.
I do not believe that the current evidence would support articles of impeachment. That is something that an inquiry has to establish.
Of course, Republicans are looking into whether Biden improperly profited off of his son Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings while serving as vice president. Also today, UAW President Sean Fain says he will make an announcement tomorrow morning on the union's next possible expansion of their strike against the big three automakers in Detroit. Last Friday, Fain expanded it from three plants, one from each automaker, to add 38 General Motors and Stellantis parts plants there. And over in Mobile County today, the devastating story there in Semmes, where a triple murder investigation is continuing today. A 6-year-old girl, 2-year-old boy were found murdered, and a 37-year-old woman is also dead. Investigators say the woman's estranged husband, who lived in a camper in the backyard of the home, discovered the scene this morning. Semmes police say that officers had been called to the home numerous times on domestic calls. Terrible situation there. More local headlines today. It was the State of the University address for UWF President Dr. Martha Saunders, and talking about another year of growth. Saunders says more than 14,000 students are enrolled this fall. That's the highest in 56 years, and another year of recognition as well.
We've been recognized as a gold-level university in the large public school category in the annual military-friendly schools list for 23-24. UWF earned the gold distinction for success in helping veterans make the transition from the military to school and ultimately rewarding civilian careers.
Saunders highlighting the successful Florida legislative session as well, as UWF received a $21.5 million increase in operating enhancements. Also for the future, Saunders touted projects either underway or in store, namely an on-campus stadium, a new residence hall, and the Sandy Sansing Sports Medicine Center. 5:15 right now, busy afternoon on the roadways. Gracie's got the latest.
Yeah, the major slowdowns right now are still going to be on 98. If you're leaving Herbert Field heading into Windhaven Beach in Navarre, expect some typical afternoon traffic being a lot heavier than usual. We did have a couple accidents that slowed things down. Right now, it looks like all the accidents have been cleared up, but you really will see slow-moving traffic from leaving Herbert Field all the way into Windhaven Beach. It completely clears up once you get past Palo Alto Street in Windhaven Beach, so right after the Publix. That's when things completely clear up. If you see anything else on the road slowing you down, please call the traffic line. We did get a text in, a disabled vehicle on the 3-mile bridge in the westbound direction. There was two. Right now, it looks like there's still one on the scene in the outside lane. Doesn't look like it's slowing things down right now, but again, that is on the 3-mile bridge outside lane. Expect a disabled vehicle right after the hump if you're getting into Pensacola from Gulf Breeze. Taking a look at weather, there. We're going to have an actually, we're going to have a really good weekend. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, no rain, mostly sunny. It does going to be a little bit hotter than we saw today or felt today, with 88 being our high tomorrow. But really, it's going to be a beautiful weekend here. Mostly cloudy tonight and a low of 71. It's 79 in Pensacola, 79 in Milton, and 78 in Gulf Breeze. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done. It's small enough to care, and they're also celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. You can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, as we continue on with our local headlines today, the city of Pensacola estimates that around 5,500 residents would be willing to pay around $8 to $10 per month for curbside recycling. Mayor Reeves says about 1,500 people responded to their annual survey, and half of them indicated they still wanted recycling for the additional fee. The city is working to find a third party to provide that service.
We are not going to provide it in-house at sanitation. It would be an ECOA or a waste management that would come in. But why this data is important is we're able to go to those folks and say, hey, based on this estimate of 5,000 to 5,500 accounts, is there enough critical mass to get that price into a feasible range?
And the current curbside recycling program ends this week as ECOA recently raised rates, and because too much contaminated material was being put into the recycling containers. Also, yesterday afternoon, the sheriff's office arresting the fugitive who went missing in Gulf Breeze early Wednesday morning, so that is good news there. Ribbon cutting for the new medical office in Santa Rosa County happened yesterday. HCA Florida West new primary care office on Avalon Boulevard officially opening its doors. Also, Escambia County finalizing their 2024 budget, and good news for county workers as they get an across-the-board pay raise.
3% across the board, and I'm proud of that. And when Stephanie and I started working the budget, you know, we were working with a 2% adjustment. And then as the budget progressed and we kept on working, we saw we were coming in a little better than we thought. And so we upped that to a 3%. But I think it's well-deserved. Our departments are doing fantastically well. They're really producing a lot of work.
And County Administrator Wes Marino says that some positions that couldn't be filled have been defunded to free up money for the raises. He says the county still has about 300 open positions at the moment, but it's hundreds less than they had a few years ago. Change coming to Navy Federal Credit Union as CEO Mary McDuffie is going to be retiring, stepping down as president and CEO early 2024. She's been at Navy Federal since 1999, serving as president and CEO since 2019. 519 now. We'll take a break. State and national headlines when we return. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
What should you look for in a church? Allow me to give you three things. Look for a church that exalts the Savior, a church that equips the saints, and a church that evangelizes the sinner. And by exalt the Savior, I mean a church where Christ is not just prominent, but where he's preeminent in the singing and preaching. And by equip the saints, I'm describing a place where Christians are learning the Bible and are growing in their personal walk with God. By evangelizing the sinner, I'm describing a church where the congregation is together focused on giving the good news of the gospel to the community around them. Ladies and gentlemen, I urge you to get involved in a church with these three ingredients, and you'll find yourself in a healthy church.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
It's not too late. Enroll today for fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free. That's right, loan-free. PSC offers more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that works best for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for fall classes today at pensacolastate.edu. Go here, get there. Pensacola State College.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel next Tuesday at 10, as the guests will be from WSRE-TV. Have your questions ready to text in as Jennifer Nisbell, WSRE Director of Development and Community Engagement, and WSRE Marketing Director Mary Riker will be talking about the Wine and Food Classic events and their free Studio Amped concert series coming soon. That's next Tuesday at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now at News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. Happy Thursday. Weather to me, absolutely fabulous. Got the thicker hoodie on today. Get some s'mores later.
Ooh.
Chili. Maybe a bonfire.
Chili? Is that first chili of the season?
No, actually. So had friends over to watch Ohio State beat Notre Dame. Mm. And we had chili on Saturday night.
I love it. I lit my first fall candle today, so my house is smelling like
very good,
amazing fallness.
What about the any pumpkin spice latte wipes yet, or are we still working
wipes,
on those?
No wipes, but I've had my fair share of pumpkin spice lattes, so I'm taking it through the other end.
Yeah, very good. Pretty busy on the roads this afternoon, so we'll get started a little bit early here for the latest on the roads and our weather today.
Roadways are actually looking pretty good now on I-10, I-110. The major slowdowns is going to be Windhaven Beach. So it's kind of back to the typical afternoon traffic where you definitely are going to be seeing those delays, but it is looking like it's getting a little bit better. But basically, if you're leaving Herbert Field and going into Windhaven Beach, you're going to see slower traffic all throughout that until you get into Navarre. So just keep that in mind. Looks like the scene of the accidents have been cleared up. If you do see any other details, just give a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. Coming up for weather, we're going to have a really nice weekend ahead of us with mostly sunny skies on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's really great for the Seafood Fest coming up. And tonight, mostly cloudy skies and a low of 71. It is 79 right now in our area. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. As we look at what's happening around the state of Florida today, Governor DeSantis went after Donald Trump for his stance on abortion, pushing back against the claim that pro-life policies are to blame for Republican midterm losses. Here was the governor.
I think there's other reasons for that. The former president, he's missing in action tonight. He's had a lot to say about that. He should be here explaining his comments to try to say that pro-life protections are somehow a terrible thing.
Yeah, just one of the few times that DeSantis went after Trump. We talked about this yesterday in this space where we thought that might see more of that. And DeSantis and Christie, the main two that went after Trump a little bit more there. The first time that DeSantis got to speak said that Biden was missing in action and Trump is also missing in action. He should be on the stage with them tonight. So we talked about this last hour. I watched about an hour, 15 minutes of the debates, and just to kind of get a sense of, number one, would DeSantis go after Trump more? But this one, my main takeaway was this one was a little bit more annoying than ones that I have seen, or at least it felt that way, because I thought that the talking over people and just going on and on when other people are called, I thought it was very more annoying than it usually is. I don't know if I'm alone in that, but because, of course it happens all the time, but it just felt worse last night.
No, it was definitely cringy. I don't know if it's like maybe the host. I really don't know, but there was multiple times where I'm like, I don't even know who's talking or where the voices are coming from, but it's been at least 30 seconds of just nonsense or just something that you're not hearing. So I don't know. Hopefully maybe when it gets a little less people, I don't know. I did notice one thing that, Governor Ron DeSantis was saying, where's Trump and Chris Christie? But it's like, kind of if he was there, it might probably even be worse. Or like you guys would have, there'd be more people talking over each other. So like, here, it might be a blessing in disguise.
And by the way, here is the clip that we talked about. So this Chris Christie got kind of groans and moans and everything else with this quip here.
And I want to look in that camera right now and tell you, Donald, I know you're watching. You can't help yourself. I know you're watching, okay? And you're not here tonight, not because of polls and not because of your indictments. You're not here tonight because you're afraid of being on the stage and defending your record. You're ducking these things. And let me tell you what's going to happen. You keep doing that, no one up here is going to call you Donald Trump anymore. We're going to call you Donald Duck. And I want to look in that camera right now and tell you.
Not great.
Yeah. Nope. No. Yeah. Also in state headlines, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, and it did get approved. So the new development plan is moving forward for the site of the deadly Surfside condo collapse. Despite the pushback from the community, overnight commissioners approved the project that is going to allow developers to build loading docks on the same property as a planned memorial.
I teased this a little bit last hour, didn't get to really dive into it. A total of 219 people arrested in an undercover human trafficking operation out of Polk County. Sheriff Grady Judd says a high school athletic director and coach was among those taken into custody, along with several Disney employees as well.
He says, hey, dudes, y'all got to hurry up. And we go, why? He said, well, it's my wife and daughter. Well, they're arriving at the airport in Orlando. I got to go get them. We said, hey, coach, you fumbled that one.
So, yeah, him referencing the coach that they picked up and it was in custody. So apparently trying to say, hey, I got to go pick up my wife and daughter. Well, it's not going to happen. So yeah. Judd says 21 possible trafficking victims were identified, 2 traffickers arrested.
That is awful. Also, a new law preventing a ban of so-called dangerous dog breeds in Florida will take effect this weekend. So the legislation is going to will bar local governments from outlawing specific dogs by weight, size, and breed, such as pit bulls. So housing officials will still be allowed to enforce their own pet policies within reason.
And also, homeowners who have policies with citizens can expect to pay more now as the Board of Governors approved the rate hike of 11.5%. Citizens was supposed to be the insurer of last resort, but the nonprofit has grown as other providers have left the state, over 1.5 million policies now. 5:30, Fox News Update is next, followed by Your Money Now, brought to you by Alpha Star Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. Alpha Star Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
News of John Saucier. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez has pleaded not guilty to a round of corruption charges. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries joining other Democrats and asking him to step down.
It's hard for me to see how the senator can effectively, at this moment, represent the people he's ably served for decades in New Jersey.
The senator describing the allegations as baseless says he has no intention of leaving the Senate. President Biden giving a speech in Tempe, Arizona, remembering the late Senator John McCain. And during that speech, he was interrupted by a protester asking the president why he's not addressing climate change.
Why have you yet to declare a climate emergency? Hundreds of Arizonans have died. Hundreds of Arizonans have died.
Why don't you wait? Hang on a second. I'll be happy to meet with you after I speak, okay?
The protests are reportedly thrown out. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Tesla has been sued. It's being charged with racial discrimination. The U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission alleges the electric vehicle maker violated federal law by tolerating widespread and ongoing racial harassment of its black employees at its Fremont, California plant, and by retaliating against those opposing the harassment. The suit claims black Tesla employees there have routinely endured racial abuse, pervasive stereotyping, and hostility, as well as having racial slurs hurled at them. No immediate response from Tesla. Not good news for prospective home buyers. U.S. mortgage rates have moved higher again this week and are now at their highest level in nearly 23 years. Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year fixed jumped 12 ticks to 7.31%, the highest average rate since the year 2000. Stocks notched modest gains in the Thursday session. The S&P 500 rose 25 points. The Dow Industrials recouped 116, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite moved up 108. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. Jordan Love stepped into some pretty big shoes in Green Bay. Tonight, he'll get his big national spotlight on Thursday Night Football. Talk about unfair expectations. Favre and Rodgers combined for 7 MVPs. Love has the Packers out to a 2-1 start, but he's clearly a developing quarterback. If he wasn't wearing that Packers uniform, he'd get plenty of time to grow. He's 24. He needs the room that every young player needs to become himself. I'm Andrew Perloff.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure for fast, powerful nighttime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. NyQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine. Use as directed.
Thursday Night Football is on, and it's only on Prime. Tonight, an NFC North rivalry is renewed when Jared Goff and the Detroit Lions head to Lambeau Field to take on Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a 30-day free trial to stream the game. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern with TNF Tonight, presented by Verizon. It's the Lions and the Packers, tonight on Thursday Night Football, and it's on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage.
If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety.
No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a fantastic Thursday afternoon, getting ready for an awesome weekend. We're going to get traffic and weather together in just a bit, but first let me tell you a little bit about the Pensacola Seafood Festival, which is starting tomorrow. So Fiesta Pensacola Seafood Festival is going to start tomorrow, and it's going to go through Sunday. You can savor delicious seafood, enjoy various musical acts, and immerse yourself in historic downtown Pensacola. The festival is one of the largest arts and crafts fair in all of Northwest Florida, with more than 150 artisans and craftsmen who travel from around the country to our area just to participate in this festival. There's also a great music lineup with live music each night, so make sure to check it out. You can find all the info about who's going to be there, what's going on, where to go, all at our website, newsradio923.com. We are looking pretty good on the roads. I-10 and I-110, definitely not showing any slowdowns. 98, if you're leaving Hurlburt Field heading towards Navarre, expect afternoon slowdowns throughout Windhaven Beach as well as throughout Navarre. Then it will clear up again. That's 98 heading westbound. We do have some typical afternoon traffic on 29. That's going to be northbound before you get to 10 Mile Road. So in between 10 and 9 Mile Road has a patch of traffic, as well as 29 northbound right near Muskogee Road into Cantonment. Other than that, we're looking pretty good. For weather, we'll get a real quick update from Alan Strom on WEAR.
After a nice cool day due to cloud cover, the clouds will be clearing out ahead of the weekend. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, sunny skies, and that means warmer temperatures in the upper 80s to around 90 degrees. Overnight lows will mainly be around 70 or so. Now, also, we are looking at a little bit of breezy weather at times over the weekend, so just look out for that. It'll be out of the east and northeast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. Right now, 79 in Pensacola, 79 in Milton, and 78 in Gulf Breeze. Also, if you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's Christina Leavenworth at LeavenRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, as we turn our attention to national headlines today, reports that Congressman Matt Gaetz and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy had a dust-up behind closed doors today in a heated exchange. Gaetz reportedly accusing McCarthy of being behind a social media campaign attacking him. McCarthy denied the allegation and says his attorney sent a cease and desist letter to those behind it. Of course, tempers flaring as the looming government shutdown is now just 2 days away, two days away with the September 30th deadline there. And of course, last week, Gaetz openly saying that if hardline Republicans didn't get certain things, including massive spending cuts, that they would call for a vacation of the chair that House Speaker Kevin McCarthy resides in.
Also, Texas Governor Greg Abbott is floating the idea of using a disaster declaration as a way to stop the flow of illegal immigration. He points to a rising number of tuberculosis cases reported in El Paso.
We as a state have the ability to control ingress and egress into or out from the state of Texas, where we will not allow the health and safety of the people of the state of Texas be compromised.
So El Paso health workers have isolated 3 cases. There is now a push to see if there are more linked to the surge of illegal immigration.
Yeah, new reports coming in regarding the American soldier released from North Korea arriving in Texas overnight.
While he was never declared a deserter by the Army, he was declared absent without leave. That could mean disciplinary action, potentially a dishonorable discharge.
For now, Private Travis King is going to be medically evaluated at the Brooke Army Medical Center. Of course, still a lot of questions remain about what his future holds in the Army there, with him crossing into North Korea via the DMZ on a tour back in the summertime. Of course, yesterday we talked about this a lot yesterday, that North Korea moving to expel King from the country after completing a full investigation on their own.
Also, President Biden is calling out Donald Trump as a threat to democracy.
This MAGA threat is a threat to the brick and mortar of our democratic institutions. But it's also a threat to the character of our nation.
Biden spoke at an event honoring the late Senator John McCain. Biden says that the so-called MAGA movement doesn't share the same basic beliefs as democracy.
Yeah, also on Capitol Hill today, the head of Hawaiian Electric is defending the decision not to cut power to lines that may have sparked last month's deadly wildfires.
We are working tirelessly to figure out what happened, and we are cooperating fully with federal and state investigators who have indicated it may take 12 to 18 months to conclude.
CEO Shili Kimura testified before Congress saying a shutdown of power lines ahead of strong winds was not part of the utilities protocol. 541 now at News Radio 92.3. Text line, by the way, always open, 850-437-1620. Taking a look at what's happening in the sports world, and we do have Thursday night football tonight. We'll have a couple of predictions here. First, of course, the game, as and probably going to be the best, at least in terms of on-field, primetime game of the NFL Week 4. 2-1 teams in Green Bay, the Lions and the Packers there. And so, Gracie, you have done all the homework, studying up on the opposition, the quarterbacks' pictures. What do you got here for the prediction tonight?
I think I'm going to go with the Green Bay Packers.
Okay.
Not really for any major reason, but I feel like the Detroit Lions are just bad, right?
No, I wouldn't say that they're bad. I mean, they beat the Chiefs in week one. They lost last week two and then came back and beat. They lost to the Seahawks in week two and then they beat the. I don't remember who they beat last week, but they're 2-1. Last week, they were a game away from reaching the playoffs. They beat the Packers in Aaron Rodgers' last home game in Green Bay. So, no, I would not say that they're bad. They're definitely the upstarts, the up-and-comers. Green Bay is the established NFC North title holders, you know, of course, with Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers back-to-back. So Jordan Love now the new quarterback, and he's looked pretty good early on. But two and one teams here. So whoever wins this one has the edge in the NFC North. But you're going with the Packers at home.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay with the Packers then.
All right. You got a score prediction?
I'm going to say it's going to be pretty close. I'm going to say 27-21.
I like it. I'm going to pick the Lions in this one. And for no other reason that Sam LaPorta, their rookie tight end, is on my fantasy team, and I need him to do very well. So in order for him to do well, I think that the Lions will need to win. And so give me Lions 24 and the Packers 23.
Ooh.
So I'm going to say they win by a single point. All right, the other prediction that we're going to do here, I looked it up here last hour. The highest-watched Sunday night football game of all time was 2012. The Washington, then Redskins, now the football team or Commanders, were in Robert Griffin III's rookie season, the last game of the season, had to beat the Cowboys to get into the playoffs. 30.3 million people tuned in for that one. That is the highest-watched, most-watched Sunday night football game. At the Chiefs-Bears game, there's, 24.1 million viewers for Travis and Taylor's coming out party there. Do you see an over or under of 30.3 million viewers for Sunday Night Football?
I don't think it's going to go over the record. I think it is going to beat last Sunday, though. So I'm going to say it's going to be pretty close, maybe range between like 27-29 million.
I'm going to say 31, so I think it will become the highest-rated Sunday night football game there. Just short of 5:45 here, quick check of Major League Baseball scores. 6:20 tonight on ESPN+. The Cubs taking on the Braves in Atlanta. The Rays are off today. Also at 6:10, the Marlins at New York Mets. So neither one of those games starting quite yet. Let's get an update on the roads and our weather now.
Well, at 545, we're looking a lot better on 98 if you're moving in the westbound direction from Hurlburt Field, but definitely not completely cleared up just yet. So we had a couple different accidents that really slowed down the everyday afternoon traffic that we get on 98. So we're still seeing a patch of traffic right out of Hurlburt Field moving westbound around Solar Street. You'll see some slowdowns there. It'll start to clear up. Then you'll start hitting some traffic again throughout Windhaven Beach right after Casa Luma Drive. So expect some slowdowns there until you get through Windhaven Beach. And then finally, you'll be looking pretty good until you get into Navarre. But other than that, we're looking good. And if you see anything else slowing you down or maybe you have some other details, please give a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the line for traffic. And for weather, we have the Seafood Festival coming up this weekend. And it's going to be absolutely beautiful tomorrow. Sunny skies and a high of 88. We're going to see more of that on Saturday and Sunday. Definitely going to be hotter than we had today with highs in the 90s for Saturday and Sunday, but mostly cloudy right now in 71. It is 79 right now in Pensacola, 79 in Milton, and 78 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, health, business, and science notes today. The X platform, known as Twitter formerly, should turn a profit next year, according to the company's CEO, saying they're just about breaking even right now, but she says that 90% of the top 100 advertisers return to X.
Also, more Americans are applying for unemployment, but not as many as expected. So the Labor Department says that the initial claims for unemployment benefits for the week ending in September 23rd came at 204,000. That's an increase about 3,000 from the previous week.
Also, mortgage rates in the U.S. jumping last week to the highest level since 2000. The contract rate on a 30-year fix rose to 7.41% in the week that ended September 22nd, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association.
Also, the Department of Labor is investigating the meat processors at Purdue and Tyson Foods over allegations that minors are working in their factories or facilities. The New York Times Magazine's article says that a migrant child was severely injured while working at a sanitation company that was contracted by Purdue. The report also mentions that several other underage migrant workers are working at both companies.
Yeah, also, here's one right smack dab in the middle of Gracie's wheelhouse.
Yeah.
So Hines is getting into the Taylor Swift craze after she was seen at the Chiefs game eating chicken strips with ketchup and seemingly ranch. Hines announcing a new limited edition ketchup and seemingly ranch condiment. The company calls it a new era for Hines.
I love it. I saw her plate. It was a basically plate of ranch,
yep.
And that is how I roll.
With a side of chicken wings.
Do you have a dipping sauce of choice?
Oh, ranch.
Ranch, okay, good.
Yeah, just not on my pizza.
Okay. Calm down. I will say I went to a new chicken tender place, the one that opened at Cordova Mall.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like stick chicks.
Next to Chipotle, right?
Yeah. It's really good. The ranch is not that good, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I'm a ranch snob,
yes.
So it's not fair at the same time. So just saying. Pop culture notes, if you're hoping to win the Powerball jackpot, it's inching closer to $1 billion after nobody won last night's drawing. So Saturday night's drawing will now be worth $925 million, and that would mean a lump sum payment of just over $432 million, just before taxes, of course.
Gracie, today my wife gave me a list of things to remember to do.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot to do all of them. But one thing I did not forget to do was set my DVR to record Golden Bachelor.
Nice.
Tonight on ABC at 7 o'clock, season premiere is 72-year-old Jerry Turner gets set to meet 22 women, all between the ages of 60 and 75. I not only made sure to set the DVR to record, I sent a screenshot of the DVR, sent it to my wife saying, hey, it starts tonight. Get ready because you're watching it with me.
I didn't do anything else on the list, but we got this.
That's right.
Well, I'm going to be trying to choose what I'm watching tonight at 7 because we
also
have some country music awards.
Say by the sound of the-
So it is the People's Choice Country Awards tonight. Blake Shelton, Carly Pearce, and Lauren Elena among some of the presenters for the first ever time that they have these awards. A fan-voted event is going to be hosted by Little Big Town and takes place at the Grand Ole Opry House in Nashville, also airing at 7 on NBC. So I think I'll have this one on silence and then also be watching Golden Bachelor. I'm hoping the commercial kind of
coincides. There you go. All right. 5:50 right now. Wacky and weird headlines and good news to finish up hour number two when we return.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Verus Health Partners, Monday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your healthcare costs. Find the right insurance products that best fits the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement or are looking for options now. They will be taking your calls and questions Monday at 9 with Verus Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and when with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man of foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. On at 4 right after Guy Benson. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3. It is Joe and Gracie for Pensacola Right Now. Hope you are enjoying your weekend. Coming up in just a couple weeks here, next Friday, it's going to be the 10th annual Taste of Gulf Breeze. So again, October 6th, next Friday, It's outside of the Gulf Breeze Community Center. It's from 6 to 9. You can taste your way through 60 local favorite food and drink spots while they compete for the Covenant Golden Spatula Awards. You can get your tickets now at newsradio923.com. So make sure to check that out. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together. We are seeing no slowdowns on I-10 or I-110. Our slowdowns on 98 definitely still present throughout Windhaven Beach. That's in the westbound direction getting into Navarre from Windhaven. If you see anything else, give a call to the traffic line at 850-262-6111. Coming up for weather, it's going to be an absolutely beautiful weekend. We have mostly sunny skies with a high of 88 coming up tomorrow. And then coming up tonight, mostly cloudy skies with a low of 71. It's 79 in Pensacola, 79 in Milton, and 78 in Gulf Breeze. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Torgerson Causey. Torgerson Causey Insurance Benefits. If you need help planning your business, let Torgerson Causey help lead the way. Go to tcbenefitsgroup.com. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Okay, taking a look at what's happening in wacky and weird headlines, we start with a Florida man recovering after he was viciously attacked by a rabid otter. Police say Joseph Scaglione was feeding ducks in a pond by his home when the otter attacked and bit him 41 times on the legs, arms, and hands. Later that day, the animal also attacked a neighbor's dog as well.
That's really...
How do you tell that story to your buddies? I mean, do you be honest with them and say, or it's in the news, so
yeah,
they can maybe just do a Google check on that. But
and you have 41 bites all over your arms, legs, and hands. Yeah, like
got,
that's kind of
got bit by an otter, bro. It's, I mean, you know, who hasn't been there?
The thing is, like, you kind of think like, okay, if you saw like a fox or a raccoon, you might think like, okay, I'm gonna stay away from that.
Yeah.
An otter, you would think, would be kind of nice, right?
I would think so.
I don't know. That seems really weird. Also, coming out of Florida, a woman is suing Walt Disney World in connection to an injury that she had. She reportedly received this injury at one of the water parks. So the lawsuit claims that the woman was sent to the hospital after riding the 200-foot water slide at Typhoon Lagoon in 2019. The filings say that she was seriously injured from a painful wedgie caused from this ride. She is accusing Orange County and Disney of negligence, and the woman is suing for more than $50,000.
Now, we are in luck, both you and you, the listener, and me, because Gracie has experience and has had the wedgie before, so she can shed light that you will not find anywhere else. So tell me,
it's definitely a wedgie maker ride. I didn't go to the hospital from it, but when you go down this ride at Typhoon Lagoon, actually when you're reading it last time, and I was like, I wonder if it's a wedgie. Like I didn't reread it or I didn't read it before. And then you said wedgie. I was like, oh my goodness, no way. So it definitely does give you a wedgie. Personally did not have it so bad I was going to put
your
me
injury
in the hospital.
Was not sufficient enough to warrant a hospital trip.
No, that definitely is a wedgie maker ride.
All right. This could have been wacky. We put it in good news. An Oklahoma woman's dying wish has been fulfilled. Finally, Diane Sweeney died last year and put it into her will that her 2016 Volkswagen Beetle should be given away to somebody at her funeral. And what resulted was a full house of people, including many that didn't know her.
I think it's really cool that, you know, she was like that. And her family, I'm really grateful for them that they were able to continue her wishes.
Yeah, so it took a year for the family to get through all of the paperwork to make the giveaway happen, and they just held the drawing yesterday. And who you heard from was the winner, a 16-year-old girl named Gabriella, who had no connection at all to the family. If you heard, Gracie, that there was a funeral happening in Pensacola, that a giveaway was like a nice car, would you think to go? I'm not.
I don't think I would.
And if you didn't know the person, of course.
Yeah, no, I don't think I would. I definitely wouldn't go for a Volkswagen Bug.
Yeah.
Like if it was like, I don't know.
A Lamborghini.
I'm like, maybe I'll sneak in the back and in a disguise.
Put your name in the hat.
Yeah.
5:59, that'll do it for us for hour two. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up next.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM.